Gary, really curious game this, in that you were three down at half time, and yet the feeling was you played quite well.
Yeah, look, I always knew, you know, it's been 6 days now working with the players, and I always knew that these first two games, Middlesbrough and Cardiff, considering where they are in the league, especially Cardiff, were always going to be difficult games for us. But looking at that first half, and in terms of the game itself, it was very even. But the three situations that we faced, of course, we're disappointed with the way we defended them. The second goal was offside, but you know, you need them decisions to go right for you, of course. But the three situations, we didn't defend well enough at all in those situations, and that was disappointing. But what I was very interested in from today's game, when I spoke to the players at half time, the second half was going to tell me what I thought coming in here. I said to you guys, when I'm coming in here, I thought that this group of players are more than capable of putting ourselves out of this situation. And the second half, now I'm face to face with the players, the second half told me exactly what I thought coming in here. Yes, we are capable. Yes, we are good, capable of defending well, and we are capable of creating chances. And I'm coming here to a place that, you know, right up there at the top of the league, and doing that at what we did in the second half, gives that me that belief that we can do that, and it should give the players. But of course, we're disappointed with the result. Of course, the lesson to be learned is to make sure that what we saw in that second half is put right from the start of games. So that gets done today. It's not about waiting now till Saturday to do that. It's that mindset and that approach is done from today. As soon as we leave this, it starts from the second half, how we played, and I can promise everyone, we'll be committed, we'll be working hard, and we'll be focused on doing exactly that in these up and coming games, starting with Hull.
The attitude in the second half was tremendous. It was positive. Had that Michael Morrison chance gone under Neil Etheridge and in, you'd have had 20 minutes to cause them real problems.
Exactly, and those are the things you need to go for you. And you know, a little bit like Tuesday, where we had those situations and it went against us in terms of their goal. And then today, like you said there, having put ourselves, you know, faced some adversity in that first half and put ourselves in that position in the second half, and you said that second goal, of course it should be a goal. And then you give yourself 20 minutes. Of course, I would have probably fancied ourselves to get something from the game. But look, there's many things from today. Like I said, at half-time, I was very interested now face-to-face if what my beliefs were coming in here could be true when I faced them face-to-face. And I saw more than enough from this group of players in terms of everything, you know, commitment and desire and quality at times and chances created. To know that in these up-and-coming games, like I said, understanding that these two games were going to be very difficult. Of course, they're all difficult, but playing against teams that are right up there in the league, especially Cardiff. But that commitment and that understanding of that lesson today starts from today. It doesn't start from next week. It doesn't start from the game it doesn't start from when we go on the pitch against Hull. It starts from today. And we live and die by that and make sure that that's the focus this week, and we get ourselves ready for the whole game.
It's funny, you want substitutes who are going to come on and make an impact, and you got that today from all three who came on.
Yeah. It's important. It's always important when you make substitutions. You want them to affect the game. And they did that, so that's good. And as I said before, it's a committed group. So that understanding of what we want from them is there. But, of course, we have to defend certain situations better than we did today. You wouldn't say that it was great play by Cardiff in the sense of creating a chance, and you can live with that. But it was chances really from ourselves where we should have defended better and we should have defended better, and you could see, even though the second goal was offside, clearly offside, you need those decisions as well. Had we defended those situations better, we put ourselves in a good position, as you saw in the second half, to actually get something from this game.